start at the very top, because when the first thing I always notice whenever I take a look at a city agenda is the word budget. And apparently there was some discussion, a public hearing, if you will, on the 2020 budget at the regular council meeting. There will be tonight.
That's right. We're leading off with the 2020 budget hearing. And this is a process that every community, every county goes through every year, except this year is just a little bit excruciating because we have an assessed valuation that went down nearly $1.8 million, which is 17-18% of our assessed valuation. And of course, the mill levy is set based on assessed valuation. And so that's a huge increase. The city council is only asking for the exact same amount of money that we budgeted for this year, but that necessitates a 10.5 mil increase, which sounds pretty doggone big. And it is a large increase, but in order to maintain services at the level that expected, you have to fund it. And in order to fund it, unfortunately, property taxes is the way in Kansas. I don't like property taxes just as bad as anybody else, but we have to be able to pay for the police department, the fire department, the public works. And we do distribute costs that we can from administration, from public works to other funds. For example, quite a little bit of salary and expenditures goes to the utility funds. But then again, you can overload other funds, so you back up to the general fund to get your financing for your operations. I have to say that it was a shock, the large drop, but we did have the county assessor down a week ago, and she went through the process of setting those values, and the council and those in attendance had an opportunity to ask her basically why, and she brought maps and documents showing how they evaluate and how it ended up. And I can anticipate that we're still going to have some more discussion, but it is what it is right now. Mm-hmm. And so we'll move forward. I would expect some citizens to be there tonight to object to such a large increase. I would expect them to be there. We don't know what's going to happen. The meeting's at 6 o'clock tonight. The hearing will take place shortly after the meeting opens. We'll react. Now that it's been published, it cannot go up any higher. Mm-hmm. And understand, we only request money. We don't set the mill levy. The county does that and part of the function. So the only way it can go is to be reduced. Mm-hmm. All along, for weeks and weeks and weeks, year round, citizens have the opportunity to come to a meeting and express concern about this or that. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, we have pretty low attendance from the public.
So consider this a call to action, perhaps. Well, if you're listening right now and you live in the city of Caney and you have some things to say, come on out.
Absolutely. We would invite that. And we have started the process of putting together a committee to try and react to the reduced assessed valuation. And it's a very slow process to get that value back up. But if we don't start some kind of housing or development program, we're never going to get there. Mm-hmm. So we've identified several people within the community to ask them to serve on a committee that's external from the commission and external from the betterment group. Hopefully we're going to get together and we're going to start looking at what programs are available and start that process, because mm-hmm. we have got to get it started. You said a call to action. There's no question that this is a call to action. Mm-hmm.
All right, so as we move through the agenda here, we do see the consent agenda, and then moving past that, then you'll have your section for public comments, and then under new business, quite a bit of new business for tonight's meeting, and it all starts, what we'll talk about is the proclamation for the 2020 census.
That's a proclamation that I'll read, just, it's a general proclamation.
Okay.
The purpose is we do 2020 census, yes, coming up, and we want to activate mm-hmm. the community, because it's critical. Because you talk about funding, a lot of the federal programs that I'm aware of are based on mm-hmm. census data.
That's right.
And unless they have accurate census data, you may or may not get your piece of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be asking citizens of Caney to really step up and answer the census this year.
Yes.
It will be sent out by mail, just as it usually is, and they're really pushing this time to have people respond electronically. So we're going to put together a committee to try and help those folks, because we need a very high turnout for this. Every town does.
Yeah, and so certainly, like you said, the census, it means a lot moving forward for every community across the United States. And then you move down, and then there's a proposed ordinance right after the 2020 census reading, and it involves a language change for the water utilities.
We need to clarify some items within our utility ordinances just to make sure there's no misunderstanding on both sides of the equation as to how staff enforces what we have on the books and how people can interpret that ordinance. And it's really a clarification correction that the city attorney has prepared, and we'll move forward with it and get some language change to where it's easier to understand. We did step over one, and I want to point this out, okay, because we have been working very hard on sewer improvements in Caney.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a few court orders and consent orders on top of the sewer system, and we've got phase one starting, which is a little over half a million dollars worth of work at the sewer plant. This, we're going to set October 3rd for the bids for the collection system. It will be a $3 million plus project, and it's critical that we do our best to get I&I under control so that we can operate the system more efficiently. So people need to understand that the rates we increased a few years ago are being put to use, and this is part of what it's going towards.
All right, perfect. And so as we keep on moving down here, there's 8 items, by the way, under new business. And so we get to item number 5 here, and the second annual Caney Cornhole Tournament is coming up, and apparently we're looking towards a beer garden.
Yeah, and also closure of streets. So we have to take both of those items before the council and get approval for that. You know, in the past, we've had all kinds of celebrations in the fall, and this is just kind of trying to carry on that tradition, basically. Mm-hmm. So last year, the Caney Cornhole Tournament was very successful. Actually, you can enroll now. Contact LaForge Insurance, and they can get you signed up for it.
All right, perfect. And so that's definitely something fun to look forward to in the city of Caney. And then item number 6, a streetlight at 507 South Foreman.
One function that most cities do is provide streetlights throughout the community, and most intersections have one streetlight at least. We have a dark spot, and the citizen that is in the area is requesting that we consider a streetlight. We take it to the commission because, one, we need to send an official letter to the power provider that will put the pole in and put the light on it. But this is an expensive item for every town, except those that have their own power company, I guess. But, you know, we spend about $2,600 a month on the streetlight bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so you take it serious when you add one, because it adds a little more money. But it's also a legitimate request from a citizen that lives on a street that's kind of dark. So the best we can do is light up the intersection at least.
Yeah, exactly. Make things a little bit safer for everybody at night. And then after that, you have a couple of discussions. One on the discussion of past due utility bills, and then one, a discussion concerning paying city account payables online.
I'll do the payables first because that's easier. We're asking permission to make payments of some of the payables that we pay on a regular basis and that have restrictive due dates online so that we can become more efficient at it and not drop a check or miss a date as easy. The second one, the past due utility bills, we have a rather sizable past due bill account. Receivables utilities, I believe the past due amount is approaches over $180,000. Now this goes back many, many years, and we do several things to try and collect those bills. And a lot of folks think that when they leave town for a while, that bill goes away. Well, it doesn't. It's on the books, and we do our best to collect it. And we want to have a discussion with the council about process. How far back are they comfortable? Because we can go 20 years back, and we know who left money on the table. We just want to have an airing, if you will, of the subject so that we can, as a staff, get to know how they want us to go after this money. Do they want us to cut it off at a certain date and go ahead and write off those outstanding balances? Because it's a sizable amount of money, and we have a lot of utility work to do, and revenue is the key to that.
So. Yeah, exactly. You want to bring that money back in so you can put it back into the city. And so after that, you do have the updates from quite a few, including the city administrator, of course, yourself, Mr. Gress, and a mayor report near the end as well.
The big one on here, they're all important, but KDOT is sponsoring a local consult meeting Wednesday, and what they're doing is asking people's opinions of what kind of transportation improvements are important to you, and we will be in attendance, and we will share with KDOT what we think new projects should be considered down the road. KDOT has a pretty big challenge ahead of them. They spend a lot of money. Of course, they can spend a whole lot more. We all know that. But they do their best to prioritize projects, and they've opened it up to the public for a number of years as to what is the most important priority for your area. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to go tell them what our priority is.
All right.
Another item, we need to improve our website for the city of Caney. And this is really a notification to the council that, hey, we do have a demo from a company that sponsors websites, and we're going to take a look at it and then make recommendations. There's that housing committee that I talked about earlier. It's just a notification to let them know that, you know, we are working on it, and we're going to do our best to start bringing some assessed valuation back. Just some other house cleaning items. And then you're right, the police department will give an update, the fire department will give an update, and then as usual, the mayor will have the podium for a while, and then other council members are given that same opportunity with the ward reports.
All right. So that's your agenda for tonight. So once again, if you live in the Caney area and you would like to attend tonight's regular council meeting, you'll want to head to 100 West 4th Avenue, enter through the doors on the east end of the building, and it will start at 6 p.m. tonight. So Mr. Gress, Mayor Burke, thank you once again for coming in. I'm sure Sam always loved to speak with you guys, and I'm sure I will look forward to speaking with you guys here in the future. But that will do it. We'll go ahead and send it on back to the break. But when we come back, it will be the start of Open Line by Seller Trade here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.